You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Troy Oppie. Jemma Gaudette is away. Sports are a significant part of life for many of us, and the pandemic has significantly altered the sports landscape. In most cases, not for a lack of trying to play games, at least. Certainly some leagues have been more successful with that than others. While there's a legitimate question of should college football be happening at all right now, it is. And there's lots to talk about with our first guest today, BJ Raines, Boise State beat writer with the Idaho Press at blueturfsports.com, and Tom Scott. He does the Scott Slant column, seen on KTVB, heard on KTIK Sports Radio and online. Thanks for being here. BJ, normally you'd be with Boise State every day as the beat writer. They let you watch about 20 minutes of practice. You talk to players, you talk to coaches 3-4 days a week. Not this year. You did go on the road to Wyoming this week, but what has this year been like to cover the team and do a, what is normally a very hands-on job?
Yeah, it's been very unique. You know, not a lot of access, not a lot of chances for one-on-one conversations with players or coaches. As Tom knows, it's all on Zoom, and you all get the same quotes and the same things, and it's just really hard to kind of get exclusives or to get features, you know, that with a different angle maybe. And, you know, usually during the year you get a lot of one-on-one time just sitting down with players for interviews and things like that, and can kind of really get to tell their story more. But when it's on Zoom, the stuff's more basic. It's the same for everybody. And, you know, it's the same for the coaches too. The coaches, we usually get more time with them. And so it's just been a little, you know, just been different. I haven't been able to watch any practice. I know less about the team going into a game on Saturday than I ever have. Usually there's stuff we can't say, but we at least see that a guy's not practicing or a guy's not there or something. And, you know, usually when you show up on Saturday, maybe it's a surprise to the fans, but we kind of had an idea it was coming. Now we have no idea who's going to be out with COVID until we see who's warming up, and no idea who's hurt. And it's just been really weird. They've cut down the time. We usually used to get a Thursday session with Brian Harsin as well, and that's been cut. So, yeah, it's been unique. It's weird going to a road game and sitting in the press box and doing the Zoom interview with the same people that are back in Boise watching the game on TV. So it's just been a challenge, and it's been, you know, frustrating for all of us, but hopefully this is a one-year thing. I just, you know, Tom, yeah, Obviously seen this business evolve for a lot of years in terms of media and things like that. And I just hope this is not the new norm where we're done with the in-person interviews and all that stuff. I hope that this is a one-year deal with Zoom, and I hope we can get back to the way things were next year.
Well, and the joke this week is that the Mountain West Championship will be a home game for San Jose State, played with no fans in Las Vegas against
New Mexico's home stadium.
Yeah, right. It does 2020. Tom, what's at stake in this game for Boise State?
Well, I think this whole season is kind of hollow. And so if they win the championship, that's great for Boise State. If they don't, it's great for San Jose State. And I don't think people are going to put a lot of stock into what's happened this season, because this has been all over the board, game to game. You don't know who's going to be there, as BJ mentioned. And I think they're, like he said, they're just going to be happy to play, happy to make the championship game, happy to play in it. They're going to try to win it. If they don't, tip of the hat to San Jose State. But I just think there's going to be a giant asterisk next to the 2020 season. And when you refer to records, you're going to say in the past X non-COVID seasons, like the 10-game winning streak. When you have win 10 games or more, the Broncos won 10 games in X of the past non-COVID seasons.
So maybe similar to you know, annotating records for strike shortened seasons in baseball in the past or football,
yeah,
way back when.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah. BJ, you and Don Day with BoiseDev.com broke a significant story last week. Via public records, you reported that emails from Boise State football coach Brian Harsin asked his administration, former AD Kurt Apsey, and Boise State President Dr. Marlene Trump, to find a way out of the Mountain West. How did this story come together?
Well, Don Day deserves a lot of the initial credit. Don was looking into some other things related to Coach Harsin and had put in a public records request. And, you know, they sent him back, I think it was like 15 documents, and he starts looking through it and was like, whoa, we might have something here. And obviously, Don, you know, covers things more from the business development side. And we have a partnership at the Idaho Press with Boise Dev, and we run some of their stuff in our paper. So Don, I think, you know, told me that he just would feel more comfortable when it's the stories this heavily related to sports and athletics of having somebody involved that knew more of the background and could help kind of bring some context to all of this and had more of the context in terms of trying to get, response from Coach Harsin and things like that. So we kind of decided to tag team the story together. We both wrote the story and had a co-byline on it. The first time he sent over the email to me and I read it, I was wow. I mean, it was pretty crazy that he was willing to do that. And so we kind of went through the proper channels and tried to connect the dots as much we could and reached out to Boise State and see if they wanted to comment. We did get a comment back from Marlene Trump, but Brian Harsin declined to comment. Long answer short, it just fell into our lap, kind of not what we were looking for. Got lucky. Sometimes that happens in this business. And obviously when we saw it, we knew it was news and had to get it written as soon as possible.
Well, and talk a little bit about more what those emails showed. Did they show progress or just a desire perhaps?
Well, I mean, it's obvious Brian Harsin was frustrated. I think at the time they were, other conferences were playing football. This email was written on September 11th. And so other conferences were playing at this time. The Mountain West had voted not to play football. So here's Brian Harsin, ultra competitive football coach, thinks he has a good team, watching on Saturdays as other teams are playing and the Mountain West is not. And so I think he was just very frustrated. Some of the comments, in terms of Craig Thompson not doing anything and the Mountain West not being the standard, I'm sure he would like to have those comments back, at least publicly. But I think a lot of what he said, makes sense. And I think a lot of fans you saw kind of love the email in terms of him saying that, Boise State is basically better than this. We need to find a place to go where we're valued and where we can continue to grow and expand. And, the only problem is they just don't have a lot of options. I mean, they obviously want to leave the conference. They sued them back in, April or whenever that was over the TV deal. The league tried to say, well, we're not giving you any extra money. You're this is what you get. And then Boise State filed a lawsuit and said, oh, no, we're entitled to this extra money for the TV revenue for our home games. The league had no choice but to give it to them. But it's obvious there's a friction between the two sides. I just think that Boise State would love to go somewhere else and they'd like to go bigger and better with the football program. But the problem is there's really nowhere to go that's obvious. And if you do go somewhere with football, your other sports, mainly basketball, probably have to go step down in terms of their league, whether it's the Big West or the WCC. There was an email from Kurt Abse in there saying that he had reached out to the WCC and the Big West. They don't offer football. So obviously the plan would be the other sports would move to one of those smaller leagues and then the football program would probably go somewhere else. But I don't know where things stand. We have put in subsequent record requests once we saw that, because again, we weren't even looking for that. But once we saw that, we did put in some other requests. And in the next week or so, we may be getting back some more documents that might shed a little more light on that.
Tom, you've been around a long time. You've seen Boise State go from lower divisions to Division I, from the Big West to the WAC to the Mountain West to the Big East for a month, and then back to the Mountain West again. Is this conference the right fit for Boise State?
Well, I think, like BJ says, it's the only option right now. If they moved football to the American Athletic Conference, then they're really throwing their men's and women's basketball programs, both of which are successful and extremely successful at this moment, under the bus. If they had to go to the Big West Conference, the WCC would be out the window. I think the Big West would accept them, but it would be a step down and they would be buried. All the sports except football would be buried. So I think Harsin, deep down inside, Boise State is his dream job. He got the dream job in December of 2013. He wants it to remain his dream job via progress. And he feels like they're treading water right now in the Mountain West. He wants the Mountain West to become better so that it remains his dream job. I think San Jose State's progress this year is a good sign. If the rest of the conference could make that kind of progress, there would be some positives there. But I think Brian Harsin wants to stay at Boise State as long as there's vision.
All right. Before we shift gears here, I'm going to put you both on the spot. And with all the caveats, of course, that come with predictions, 5 years from now, what conference is Boise State playing football in?
Oh, I'm going to make Tom go first on that one.
Thanks a lot, pal. I think the Mountain West, I don't see any change happening unless the American Conference gets aggressive in trying to improve itself and get closer to that Power 5 level. They fashion themselves as a Power 6 conference. Boise State would be a positive, but they'd have to have a plan moving forward to do that. So I think they'll still be in the Mountain West in 5 years. The Big 12 thing, a couple of years ago, the Big 12 stuck its toe in the water with expansion, ended up just you know, negating everybody. But Boise State was not even a finalist in the conversation back then. So you can't go anywhere without an invitation.
I tend to agree with Tom. Again, I think Boise State's best chance, I think, is probably to team up with BYU at some point and try to do a joint bid to get into a bigger conference. But I agree with Tom. I mean, I just think right now it's just there's not a lot of obvious options. The whole pandemic and just the budget issues that leagues and schools are now facing, I think maybe slow down a lot of this next round of expansion maybe. So I think they're going to keep trying, but if I had to put some money down on it right now, I agree with Tom. I think they try to improve the league. They need the brands of the, as Tom said, the Mountain West, you need the brands of the league, the UNLVs, the New Mexicos, you know, in basketball, you need to get some of these teams that have traditionally been powers, Fresno State in football. They've got to build those programs back up and then make the Mountain West a stronger league. I think the Mountain West has way more potential than it does right now, than what it's doing right now in multiple sports. So I think that's where they start with. And I agree with Tom. If I had to guess, I think they're probably still in the Mountain West in 5 years.
All right. We're speaking with BJ Raines, Boise State beat writer with the Idaho Press, and Tom Scott, he of the Scott Slant. The Boise Hawks this week left out of realignment in minor league baseball. The Colorado Rockies pulled their single A affiliation up to Spokane. The Tri-Cities and Washington and Eugene both keep their single-A teams affiliated with Major League Baseball. Boise doesn't. The Hawks instead are going to join the now independent Pioneer League. They'll be playing teams in Montana, Eastern Idaho, Colorado, Utah. Tom, this is all because of aging Memorial Stadium in Garden City, isn't it?
Well, I think that's what it comes down to. The Hawks for, 10 years have been talking about the need for a new stadium. And a lot of people treated them as the little boy crying wolf. But it's really come to fruition that the Major League Baseball does not want that stadium. This is a great market for baseball. So that tells you that the stadium is really at the root of it all. I think the Hawks will be fine in the Pioneer League because that's going to be a temporary thing. And the ownership, Aegon Sports Entertainment, appears to be very committed to Boise. So they will continue to try to find a place to build a new stadium, be it Expo Idaho or somewhere else, and get back into Major League affiliation down the line.
And this question is maybe for either one of you. If Boise State and the city of Boise or some other entity was able to get a baseball stadium deal done to where both the now defunct Boise State baseball program and the Boise Hawks could have shared a facility, would the Boise Hawks be in the position that they're in now?
Go ahead, BJ.
I would say that, as Tom said, I think the stadium was a huge part to do with it. I think if they had a new stadium, if they were showing the development area around it, I mean, the other issue was travel. I mean, Boise was kind of, all the other teams in that league are much closer within a couple hour drive of each other. And Boise was like the outsider with like a 6 hour drive, I think it was, or something. Tom may know better, to the closest team. And so I think that was part of the issue too, where they knew it was going to be tough for Boise to hang in because of the logistical issues and the rest of that league would travel. But I think if they had committed to a new stadium, committed to that, I certainly think it's possible. And if you guys read the press release, like as Tom said, they're not giving up. They want to build a new stadium. And it said in the release that they would like to bring AAA baseball to the Treasure Valley. And it sounds crazy to go from single A to AAA. AAA is really the only one that would work because those teams fly. And in terms of teams on the West Coast and things like that and travel, it would have to go to AAA. But I think that now you're going to see a push from Jeff Eielson and Aegon Sports and Entertainment to really, try to now say, look, we told you so, and let's get this stadium done and let's bring Major League Baseball back. So I think that you're going to see an even bigger push now, try to get the stadium deal done and at some point bring minor league baseball back to Boise. But it's not, not going to happen right now. And I don't think it's all that bad, Tom. I mean, low A ball, you guys know, it's really not about winning at that point. It's about, the fireworks after the game and the games, running, chasing the spud down around the bases between innings. I mean, I don't think any of that's going to change. So for kids wanting to go to games and things like that, sure, you're not going to see Chris Bryant play 5 games here. Well, who cares? So I think that it's not the end of the world that some people might think it is in terms of, there's still going to be baseball. I think it's actually more games now in this league too. So it's not ideal, but I think that for the short term, it'll be fine. And I hope maybe this does continue to push to try to get the new stadium at some point.
I'd like to add to that if I could, Troy.
Yeah.
the baseball purists are outraged at this development, but there are very few baseball purists who attend Boise Hawks games. It's an entertainment deal, and people go there to have a good time. And I think the summer experience out there, as aging as Memorial Stadium is, it's still a great setting. Kick back, relax, watch baseball. They don't really care who wins or loses. And I think in the end, it's not going to be a big deal whether it's the Idaho Falls Chuckers or the Tri-City Dust Devils.
Tom, quickly before we go, the Steelheads have voluntarily decided to not play hockey this year. They had to end their previous season sooner than they would have liked. How is that reverberating across the local sports scene?
Well, I just think it leaves a huge void in downtown Boise in the wintertime. And it's kind of like the Hawks situation. There are probably more hockey purists in town than baseball purists who go to Idaho Steelheads games. But it's just become such a winter thing. It's been since 1997 they've been playing. But unlike college football teams or pro football teams, they cannot play without fans. They have to have fans there. That's their lifeblood. That's where they get their revenue. They have to pay their players. So it was just a decision they had to make. I think they thought it through, and they'll be prepared in the fall of 2021 to come back.
So does the playoff streak end, Tom? You mentioned the asterisk. Does that end their playoff streak then? Isn't it like the longest in professional sports or something?
Absolutely. The asterisk is there for the Steelheads. Yeah, they've made it in 22 non-COVID hockey seasons. So, yeah, it stays.
We've been speaking with BJ Raines, Boise State beat writer with the Idaho Press. You can find his work at blueturfsports.com. And Tom Scott, he of the Scott Slant. You can see that on KTVB. Read it on the KTIK Sports Radio website. Thanks, guys, both for your time today. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Troy. Yeah, same
here. Have fun. Thanks, guys.
More Idaho Matters after this.